Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about another prodigal. So over in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 3, we read this text: "A man who loves wisdom brings joy to his father, but a companion of prostitutes squanders his wealth." Well, who is that other prodigal? Well, it might be me, and it might be you. The book of Proverbs gives us hope that folks that are young and have gone down a path of foolishness can come back. Folks are always shocked when they hear some of my past and some of my stupidity. I have literally had times where there's no reason I should still be alive simply because of stupidity. But, you know, that's part of how our brain develops. The way God has created us is the brain starts growing from around the back toward the front, and there's this big gap in the front of our forehead that doesn't really come together with all of our cognitive thought until we reach about 30 years old. Scientists have proven that when we live in that gap, we're living in the age and the space of stupid. Well, the verse here is kind of a miniature version of Jesus's parable of the prodigal son who truly proved his stupidity in Luke 15. The younger son in Jesus's story was a fool that rejected wisdom and brought sorrow to his dad and his family because he squandered property on prostitutes. But in Jesus's parable, the two antithetical clauses become one. The companion of prostitutes becomes the son who brings joy to his dad. How is it that such a turnaround could actually happen? And the answer is Jesus himself. Jesus, like the prodigal son, was a companion of sinners and declared that prostitutes could enter the kingdom of heaven. And you're wondering, well, where do I get that? In Matthew chapter 21, verse 32. "He became weak and despised. He stood in our place, and he took the punishment and the rod that fools deserve," according to Proverbs 26:3, "so that he could forgive and draw the worst sinners and fools to himself." It's no wonder the cross is true wisdom, but looks like foolishness to the world. I bet you've seen that turnaround, and I bet some of you parents are praying for that turnaround in your older children today. So if you're stuck and you're in the middle of a season where your kid has gone wayward and they're off the grid a bit, begin praying that just like the prodigal, they might hit rock bottom and find themselves turning to the Lord Jesus, where they would find peace and hope, forgiveness, and not judgment. And then as a parent, be willing to allow Jesus the Lord to do inside their life and in yours what is necessary for forgiveness and for complete restoration to happen within that family, between parent and between child. Be careful not to write them off too quick, because truly the turnaround is possible in Jesus himself. So what is the prayer? That your child, instead of returning to you, would turn to Christ, and by turning to Christ, might then be directed back to you as the child you prayed for and the child that you've loved. My friend, if you're in the middle of that season, my prayer for you is that your child would turn to Christ, and in finding Christ, would return to you, and you might be able to look back and say, what a joy it is as a dad or a mom to have my child back in the name of Christ. God bless you, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.